What is up, everyone? It's your boy Dan the Man back here with another episode of Sports Take. I'm here with the one and only Ralph. How's it going, man?
What's up, Danny? How you doing?
Not much, man. I'm doing good, bro.
We got a lot to talk about this episode of the podcast, so let's dive right into it.
Yes, you're right. We do have a lot. I want to start off by talking about the standings. We've got Florida, Florida clinching a playoff spot, the first team to do so.
Yeah, that honestly doesn't make any sense. Yeah, they clinched, no problem, but what doesn't make sense to me is how didn't Colorado clinch? Like,
I know.
They have 104 points and Florida has 102, but yet Florida clinched.
Before Colorado, which is very weird because I've never seen this happen, but I think I have an idea on why that is.
Why is that, Danny?
Okay, so don't quote me on this. I don't know if it's 100% correct, but it's because Florida is in a division with Toronto, Tampa Bay, Boston, Detroit, Buffalo, Ottawa, Montreal. Toronto, Tampa, and Boston all have over 90 points already. So they took all the points that Detroit, Buffalo, Ottawa, Montreal could have in their division. So therefore, it's like set in stone earlier than, let's say, a tighter group, which have less points, like the Central, where Nashville, Dallas, Winnipeg, like they're all fighting for that playoff spot still because there's all like 1 point.
Yeah. You
know what I mean, there's so many more points, like they have so many more points already. So it leaves Florida already in their division. They advanced. They already clinched compared to Colorado, mm-hmm. where there's so many more teams who have less points. So that's where the sense, like, you know what I mean? That's what I think happened here, which is weird because Colorado was first place in the league, probably going to be the President's Trophy winner. Florida's second in the league, and they clinched before Colorado. But it's fine. It's I don't think it's an issue, but Colorado will probably just end up clinching maybe next game, their next game they play, which I wonder when that will be. I think it's tomorrow, their next game. Because
that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah, right?
I can agree with that.
Because
so today, well, yesterday too, Florida and New Jersey went at it. New Jersey was up 6-2 in the third period. What happened? Can you guess what happened?
I can guess.
They blew the lead. And they lost 7-6. Four goals were scored in that third period.
I know.
And as a Leaf fan, does that give you PTSD? Even yes, though you're not like how it does, right?
Yes, it does.
That doesn't settle well.
That sounds like something the Leafs would do.
Oh, 100%. Honestly, Boston versus Leafs was another recent game, but we did not manage to blow it. It was a bit scary. The final score was 6-4.
But we
two goals away, but we
kept the lead, and that's what's different this year. We are managing the lead even under pressure. We are still managing the lead no matter what. We have the lead going to the third, and we might let a few goals in, but we won't give it up. They won't complete the comeback.
The Leafs have a goal in mind, and they are not letting anyone get in the way of that goal. Danny, exactly. Can you tell me what's that goal?
That's to win the Stanley Cup. Well,
no, it's not.
Pass the first round?
Pass the first round.
Well, it is going to be. They're going to pass the first round for sure, but they want to win the Stanley Cup, and they're going to win it.
Honestly, we're playing Tampa.
We're playing Tampa. Nikita As of right now,
Kucherov
we're playing Tampa.
Kucherov is a different person in playoffs. And if Matthews and Marner did what they did last year against Montreal, they had a combined 1 point or 2 points between Matthews and Marner.
Yes.
Where Nikita Kucherov in the previous 20, I believe it was the previous year or previous 2018, 2019 season, the man had 30 points himself.
Yeah. I know he's a unit when it comes to playoff time, but Toronto is a different team when it comes to Tampa. They know how to play Tampa's style. They can get to Tampa's level.
Sure, they do. They know how to play Tampa.
Exactly.
But how are you going to get past Vasilevsky?
It's going to be hard. I'm not, I like,
Just
no
let
doubt.
me
That's
know.
why I would rather them play, let's say, a team like Carolina, where they have Anderson in it, their old goaltender, where they know how to score on him. And it's easier
If
because he's
I'm
not
gonna
that good
be
in the
honest with
playoffs
you,
compared to
if
Vasilevskiy.
I'm gonna be honest with you, it's most likely gonna be Tampa unless Tampa falls in Carolina.
Well, it's not. It depends because it's so close. It's so tight. Like right now, we're tied with Tampa, but we're ahead of them. We're second place because of our goal differential. But we both have 93 points. Boston's fourth with 91. So if Boston wins a game, we lose a game, we're tied. And if we lose a game again and Boston wins another game, we're going to be in the wild card spot. And then the wild card spot will be first. So we play
Carolina.
Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Because then Florida will be playing Washington. This is how it's going to look. It just depends on placement. These are the teams. No other
Washington
team's going to make
is.
it into the playoffs. Detroit's the next team in line. Columbus, for us, for the Atlantic, Detroit's the
Detroit's the
next team. They're not going to
next
make
team
it
in line for what?
for Atlantic. They're not going to make it.
No
For
shot.
the Metro, it's the Islanders. They're not going to make it either. Columbus, out of the picture. New Jersey, don't even get me started on them.
Well, actually, New York, if anything, New York Islanders are next in line. But yet, Washington still has
They have a good lead. They have
over
13 points ahead of them.
13 point lead over
And
New York Islanders. Detroit even let more.
yeah, Detroit, but Detroit's not in the same division. I'm talking about division right now. But yeah, for wild card, it does count. Detroit's out of it. Like it's just not gonna happen. I'm sorry. The Islanders, it's gonna be very tough. Like they have how many games? 15
Washington's,
games left. They have to win every single game. Washington has to lose a couple, but not a couple. Sorry, they'd have to lose like five, and Islanders have to win almost all. That's how it's going to go down if they want to
yeah,
make it.
man.
So it's going to be
It's,
hard.
I think honestly, we have a pretty accurate representation of the playoff
For
picture right
sure, for
now
sure.
for
Maybe
the Eastern
in the West
Conference.
side, it's a little more complicated.
In the Western, yes, it is very complicated. You have Vegas right up Dallas's alley.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
You got
It's but
Vegas.
yet again, Vegas has three more games played than Dallas.
And they have less wins. They have less points.
Less
Three
points,
more
yeah.
games, less
It's not
points.
looking good for
Look at
Vegas.
Nashville. You know, Nashville with 82 points. Anyone can flip the switch. Edmonton's back into the top three of the Pacific. You know,
Yeah. That makes sense.
Calgary's first place in the Pacific with 89 points. That's the bottom of our wild card. Right there,
Yeah.
like they would be literally like second place wild card if they went to the East. Take that one in, and they're first in their
Colorado
division.
first.
Colorado first, 104 points. I think that's our President's Trophy winner. They deserve it, to be honest. Them or Florida, I wouldn't be mad if Florida wins it either, but one of them deserves it, to be honest. They've
Wow,
been
we're
very good.
fourth in the league, eh?
The Leafs,
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm
Before,
telling
I
you.
believe, like a couple of days ago, we were just down to seventh.
Yes, we were. And now we're doing very well. We're doing very well, and I'm proud of the boys. We deserve it, but we're not going to win the President's Trophy this year, but we're still going to do well in the playoffs. I'm expecting us to go far. That's why we loaded up on the jerseys so that we have different jerseys to wear every day. It's going to be a long run, you know?
It's gonna be a very intense one too.
Ralph, didn't you just get the alternate jersey, the Drew House?
Oh wow, Danny, that's an unbelievable jersey. It's
It's
so beautiful.
beautiful, no? It's dirty. Who do you have on the back?
Marner.
Marner? Oh, you went
I
with the
already have a
Marners.
Matthews jersey.
So you wanted to get Marner this time? Yeah,
Yeah.
Marner's been sick. Like
Marner's
he
been
has
tearing it
so
up.
many points in like the amount of games he's played. Like
Yeah,
unreal. Unreal.
he's averaging like around 2 to 3 points a
A
game so
game.
far.
I know. I don't
Like,
know.
and the playoffs last year, he only got one throughout the whole series.
Yeah, no,
So
last year he didn't get a point in the playoffs.
he didn't get a point. Yeah.
Me and Marner had the same amount of points in the playoffs. Like the only difference is they paid Marner 11 million, they don't pay me anything.
That's
You
funny.
know,
Maybe they should
yeah.
pay you 11 million.
For yeah. But yeah, Marner as of late, since he got back from COVID protocol, he's been tearing it up. I mean, everyone literally like doubted him. They said this guy is a bust, like this season he's not gonna do well. And everyone like undervalued his value, and comes out and he's just a superstar. He is showing us why we pay him $11 million, and he deserves it. Right now, he deserves it. He's playing awesome defensively
Danny,
and offensively.
what did you think about the recent Philadelphia game that we just played?
Oh, that game was played very well by the Leafs. The only thing is, like, in the first two periods, offensively, they had some struggles. So that's why you saw Sheldon Keith was changing up the lineups like crazy. Like, the combinations were at, like, so many different combinations. It was the original first line is Bunting, Matthews, Marner, right? But then he changed it to Bunting, Matthews, Nylander. And then he went Bunting, Matthews, Kerfoot. And then he went Tavares,
to start performing.
Marner. Well, Tavares, Marner, Kerfoot, or Tavares, Marner, and Mikheyev. Like, it was all over the place, the lines. And then
what
he finally.
What do you think of our penalty kill? I believe, like, most people get concerned when you go on the penalty kill, but our team, I was happy. Like, I knew we were going to score that sure-handed. What's going on with our sure-handed?
I don't know. In Leafs history, it's never been this good. We have the most goals shorthanded in the entire NHL. And I think teams are now, when they go on the power play, they're not just focused on offense. They're also focused on defense.
Because of how
well the Leafs have been playing. And I think it's mainly because of the speed of our team. Mikheyev, Engvall, you know, even Marner's fast. We have fast penalty killers. So when they go on the rush, it's hard because there's no one back. There's everyone's just trying to focus on offense. And then our guys, they get the puck. They're making high IQ plays and they're fast. They can make it fast. Like, even David Camp, he's playing amazing. Like, all these guys, they have lots of shorthanded goals. Pierre Engvall, he's killing it now with shorthanded goals. He has back-to-back, I think, shorthanded goals, if I'm not mistaken. Then he scored last night. Was it last night he scored against Philly, or was it?
I believe it was Mikheyev.
I don't know. They're both just very fast, and they both score many shorthanded goals, and I love it. I love to see it. Mikheyev's obviously faster. Mikheyev's the fastest skater on our team. Many people don't realize that. He's Connor McDavid fast. Like, people don't realize that. He's a very fast skater.
You think so?
I know so. He's beaten
McDavid. How do you know that? Did you race in?
Actually, they raced. Like it was a race for the puck, him and McDavid, and Mikheyev beat McDavid to the puck. People don't realize how fast he is. Like,
but
the only thing is he's fast, not fast, like, to the point
where
he's... With his hands. Yeah, like with the puck. Like, McDavid's fast with the puck. He can do that with the puck as fast as he goes. Most players, that's what's the difference between McDavid and other players. He can do that with the puck. That's the scary part of McDavid. But Mikheyev is a fast skater. Like, he is up there with McDavid, McKinnon. I can even put McKinnon in that.
Wow, that's a big...
Yeah, I'm telling you, people don't realize how fast Mikheyev is. That's why he's on the penalty kill. He is a fast skater. He's fast.
Okay, so Mikheyev's in your top five.
Oh, 100% easily.
All time.
Okay, all time. I don't know about others, like, back in the day, but right now in the NHL, top five. I even put Kapanen up there too, who plays for Pittsburgh right now. Kapanen's a fast skater.
I think we need to organize a race.
I know, man. I just want to see a race. I don't even want to see, like, laps. I just want to see one straight line, like 100 meters or like 200 meters, the whole length of the ice. I just want to see, like, McDavid, McKinnon, Mikheyev, Kapanen, who's also a fast skater.
Matthews
is not that fast, so I'm not putting Matthews there. He's fast, but he's not one of the fastest in the NHL.
Braden Point.
Point's fast. I'll put Point there too, man. And then who else? I guess you can even say, what's his face? Who won the fastest skater this year?
Kyrou.
Kyrou. Like, come on. Like, I guess Kyrou. But I don't know. I don't see him that fast. But I'd like to see that. Like, them five go at it. That would be pretty cool. Point's a fast skater. He's very good.
What do you think your time would be if you participated in the NHL's fastest skater?
I don't know, man. I've never done it.
I believe Cairo's speed was time was 13.13 or 13 point something.
Yeah, it was something like that, but 13 seconds. So it was fast. He did a whole lap in 13 seconds. That was like about 400 meters, I'm pretty sure, if I'm not mistaken. And he did it in 13 seconds, which That's is really crazy. Fast. Yeah, because, well, he's on skates, right? Different than running, but it's still impressive. I wouldn't mind seeing McKinnon, you know. McDavid, I don't know how he looked faster than Kyrou, but he didn't end up winning.
Him.
I don't know why. I think it was the last turn he messed up on.
All right.
All right, well.
Final predictions before finish off the podcast for the Stanley Cup.
I've
It's
got
our last episode.
Yeah, this is our last episode of the season. I've got
anything to change your mind?
I've got Leafs in seven. Just every time. Leafs in seven. Give me the Leafs in seven. If we're being realistic, Leafs versus Tampa Bay. I'm taking the Leafs in six versus Tampa Bay. We're not even gonna go to game seven. We're beating them 4-2. Tampa Bay, we're beating them. If we win, we're gonna win in six. If they win, they'll win in seven. Because we don't win in
game
seven.
Okay, let's pretend you're not a Toronto fan anymore and your judgment's not biased.
Colorado. What would you say?
Colorado, eh?
Colorado, 100%. But yeah. It's every year it's Colorado, but they end up choking in the second round to Vegas. So, but Vegas is not going to make the Stanley Cup, the playoffs this year. Don't forget. Like, they have a good chance of not making it. I mean, I hope they don't. And that would be bad.
Let's hope Dallas keeps it up.
Yeah, Dallas is actually an underdog. You have to watch out for them in the playoffs. They have playoff experience. So, if they make it there, they might go far. They might make a run. All right, I don't know if you're forgetting 2020. They made it to Stanley Cup Finals against Tampa. Yeah. And they lost. And the funny part is...
That first line. Robans, Pavelski, and Robertson.
The funny thing is... Corey Perry faced Tampa in the finals of 2020 when he was with Dallas.
And then he went to Montreal.
He was with Dallas. He lost against them in the finals, Tampa Bay. He lost. Then he switched teams in the offseason, and he went to Montreal. And again, he made the finals against Tampa
against
Bay.
Tampa.
He lost. Wow. And in the offseason, he signed with
and
Tampa Bay.
And now he's on Tampa
he's
Bay.
On Tampa Bay, and they're going to go.
I think it's
for
a Corey Perry curse.
Yeah. So,
whatever team Corey Perry's on, they're not winning.
You never know, right? But the thing is, that means they make it to the Stanley Cup Finals. And if they're Corey Perry's been to the finals 2 years in a row, we got to give that to him. But if they win, that would be crazy. A three-peat. That would just, I just hope, I don't think they are, but I just hope it doesn't happen. That would be crazy in this day, this era of hockey. If they do a three-peat, that's just crazy.
I'm obviously, for my prediction, I'm gonna go with the Leafs.
The Leafs for sure.
For sure,
you have to go with the Leafs.
But if I wasn't a Leaf fan, I'd go Florida.
Florida? Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
East versus the West, the two leaders.
It's true. It's true. The leader of the East versus the leader of the West, which is Colorado for me.
That's crazy.
All right. Well. I think that's all the time we have for today's episode. Today's our final episode of the season. I guess catch us next time, next season, which will probably be next year. But thank you very much. I appreciate it for listening. Thank you, Ralph, for coming out.
No problem, Danny.
This has been Sports Take. Catch us next time. Bye for now.
Ciao.